3. Royal Patent Office, City of Telisburg, Kingdom of Karis. And this is your office, Father. Father Pater Wilson followed Father Brian Usher into the large square room and looked around. It was smaller than his old office in the Archbishop's Palace, but Wilson had always thought that the chamber was larger and rather more magnificent than he required anyway. This one was more than big enough, with windows in two walls and a skylight to admit plenty of light. The chair behind the desk looked comfortable, too. "I trust this is satisfactory, Father?" Father Brian asked after a moment. Wilson shook himself. "I mean, certainly, Father Brian," he told Archbishop Michael's aide. "It's more than adequate." "I'm glad. We have a half dozen trained clerks for you to choose from for your personal assistance as well. I had them sent over this morning, and they're waiting for you to interview them. Feel free to choose any, or for that matter, all of them." "The Archbishop is most generous," Wilson said, and Usher shrugged. "His Eminence simply wants you to have the tools you require, Father." "Well, he's certainly seen to it that I will." Wilson walked across the office to examine the neatly shelved volumes in the floor-to-ceiling bookcase behind the waiting desk. He ran his eye across the printed spines, nodding unconsciously in approval. He had all the reference works he could possibly need. "In that case, Father, I'll take myself out of your way and let you begin settling in," Usher told him. "If you discover that there's anything we've overlooked, please notify us at once."
"I will," Wilson assured him, and walked him to the door of his new office.
Usher departed, and Wilson walked slowly back around to seat himself behind the desk. He looked around the office once more, but he didn't actually see it at all. He was too busy asking himself if he truly knew what he was doing to worry about furnishings or office space. That sort of second-guessing was rare for Pater Wilson. From the day he'd told his father he was prepared to accept his posting to Karis, he'd always felt he was in the right place. Not necessarily a comfortable place, but the place he needed to be to accomplish whatever it was God desired from him. Until, of course, Karis had decided to bid defiance to not simply the group of four, but the entire hierarchy of Mother Church. The young priest closed his eyes, reaching out to that still, quiet place at the core of his being where he kept his faith. He touched it once more, and a welcome sense of peace spread out from it. His worries and concerns didn't magically disappear, but the assurance that he would be able to deal with each of them as they arose filled him. Of course, he thought, as he opened his eyes once again, deal with isn't exactly the same thing as being positive you're doing the right thing, is it, Pater? The truth, he reflected, was that he was far less concerned by his decision to accept Michael Stainer's authority, spiritual and secular, as the Archbishop of Karis than he was by this entire notion of a patent office. When the idea had first been explained to him, he'd been a little perplexed. Register new ideas and techniques? Give the people who came up with them effective ownership of them and require others to pay them for using them? Absurd. Worse, the very concept had reeked of deliberately stoked innovation, and that was something no member of the Order of Schuler was likely to feel truly comfortable with. Still, he had to admit that he'd been unable to find anything in the writ or the commentaries which would have forbidden such an office. That might well be because it had simply never occurred to anyone that someone might even consider creating it, but the fact remained that there was no scriptural prohibition. And if these people are going to survive, they need innovative solutions to the problem of how someone outnumbered 8 or 9 to 1 defends himself. That grim thought sent a familiar chill through him.
Part of him wanted to insist it was only a rationalization, a way to justify an unhealthy and spiritually dangerous fascination with new knowledge. Yet whenever that temptation arose, he found himself recalling the horrendous, unprovoked attack which Karras had somehow managed to fend off.